Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Our gospel tells us about one of Jesus' miraculous healings. You know, Peter's mother-in-law is in bed with a fever. So Jesus goes in, he touches her, and she's healed. Her fever goes away, and she returns to doing what she knows and what she loves. She returns to her life. Inside this miracle story is something really important for us to understand. And I'm sensitive to this, as we all have something we would like God to fix. And we all have sorrows when it seems like God didn't fix something the way we wanted. Jesus' miracles of healing are not cures, and this is really important. The stories of Jesus' healings do include improvement of the particular issue in someone's body, but that doesn't mean that they never get sick again. Jesus ends Peter's mother-in-law fever and returns her strength. So we need to remember that someday later she will still succumb to illness or injury and die. Jesus heals, but he doesn't cure. So why does Jesus even bother? Why restore someone to health in the first place? Jesus heals to demonstrate something about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not rooted in our physical well-being. The kingdom of God is rooted in love, God's love, and the love that we share with each other. Now, even when there is an improvement in physical health, Jesus' healings are more about the repairs in relationship and community. Jesus heals bodies, and as he does this, he heals people from being isolated. Peter's mother-in-law is able to join the group gathered together for Jesus. She's no longer in bed with a fever, removed from everyone. In all of Jesus' healings, the person returns to being in their community, no longer isolated or removed, no longer feared or shunned. When Jesus heals, he is demonstrating that all things will be restored in God's kingdom. That's when sins will be forgiven, our personal relationships and our communities will be redeemed, and we will be reconciled to God. Jesus' healings bring people back from the brink of disease and despair and isolation. His healings bring people back to life in a community of family and friends. When Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law, her fever goes away, and she gets back to being her authentic self, who she really is, someone who takes care of others. In every miracle of healing, there is a restoration back to purpose, meaning, and life. And Jesus' healings confirm that living isolated without a community and without the ability to live purposefully is bleak. His healings include restoration of life as well as the body. Now, Jesus' miracles were not for show or for applause. His miracles occurred to demonstrate the kingdom of God, to demonstrate to us what that kingdom is all about, where we all live, sharing the love that Jesus taught and demonstrated. The problem with miracles, says author Barbara Brown Taylor, is that it's hard to witness them without wanting one of your own. Every one of us knows someone who could use a miracle, but miracles are hard to come by. Miracles do seem hard to come by, because people we love struggle and face hardships. People we love get sick and die. As people who look for God's presence and restoration, we need to be open to a different blessing from God. What we may get may not be the cure we pray for, and this can be hard and disappointing. It's difficult to see God working in us and in our loved ones when the cure we want doesn't happen. What we get may be healing and restoration to be who God created us to be, His beloved children who trust in Him even without the cure we want. When my father was sick with cancer, my siblings and I prayed for a full recovery. We prayed as hard as any 9, 11, and 13-year-old kid could. And our friends and family and our church community prayed for a cure. When he died, I was so angry with God. Despite all those prayers, God didn't cure my dad. Over time, I let go of my anger. And then I began to notice that I had an understanding and a maturity and an independence that only comes from losing a parent so young. I was living in a way that I wouldn't have if my dad was still around. God did not cure my dad from cancer. The healing happened when I was able to see God working in my life, specifically because my dad died. The miracle was being able to see all the unexpected blessings of that experience. Okay, so does that take away the hurt of losing my dad? No. Was there healing? Yes. And an unanticipated new life trusting in God. And a community that adopted us as theirs. Our family grew beyond our dreams as they gathered around us and helped raise my mom, or helped my mom raise us. Jesus heals and creates wholeness in us even when the illness or the physical challenge remains. Jesus heals even when he doesn't cure. The healing and the wholeness happens when our hearts are open to knowing that Jesus is present in our suffering. Jesus is with us. Jesus heals our isolation, our loneliness, even if our bodies don't improve. Jesus may not cure any of us from a particular illness, condition, and even physical death. He will heal us from isolation, exclusion, and meaninglessness of life. When Peter's mother-in-law was healed, she was able to go downstairs and join her family and friends and become a part of the community who gathered in her house to meet Jesus and to hear what he had to say and to share the meal she cooked. Sounds like what we're about every Sunday when we get here, of gathering and hearing about Jesus and sharing a meal. Jesus came to restore all of us to intimacy with God and with each other in a kingdom where God reigns, where we love, where we are kind and generous, where we really do put the concerns and needs of others before ourselves. Letting go of our expectations and being open to healing and not holding out for only the cure we want will bring, for most of us, disappointment. It hurts when we don't get exactly what we want, especially when we've prayed so hard for it. With God's help, when we're open to it, we can see a miracle happening even without the cure we're praying for. The disappointment and the anger at not receiving the cure we want, be it physical, mental, or emotional healing, is normal and to be expected. That's why we gather together to support each other in our disappointment and in our mourning. That's why we need to remind ourselves and each other that Jesus does heal and then hold on tight to that. God's healing, God's love, is often tangible only through the love that we share with each other. And that is where healing is found. For some of us, there may be a cure, the miracle we want. For some of us, there may not be a cure. Yet with Jesus and with each other, there is healing. A community of acceptance, forgiveness, and love, like here, is the most common place to experience a miracle. Amen.